What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good morning, good morning. Right back at it on The Fan in New York. It's Friday now, July 11th now. As we proceed to get you what you need. 888-808-1019. Let's talk about the Mets one time and one time only until somebody calls. Like I said, I don't want to kill the vibes. But I know the Mets losing actually plays into the vibes for some Yankee fan. Like the Mets getting swept in Baltimore. I mean, I guess you could be rooting for the Mets to beat Baltimore, but they're so far back in the standings. It's not like it really helps the Yankees. And I don't know. There's something up with the Mets right now. You want the good news or you want the bad news? Okay, here's the good news. David Peterson is going to the All-Star game. Somewhere Juan Soto's like, what? Really? Him? How much does this guy make? He tried to make it happen for the Make It Happen Mets, but here we go with the Let It Happen Mets, folks. Now, I made a big deal about Carlos Rodon getting to 88 pitches. 88 pitches to me with the Yankees. Like I think I saw Domingo Germán get to 88 pitches and get pulled, and then they lost a game with the bullpen. I think I saw Gerrit Cole do that. I think 88 is the number to me that I'm like, why? Below 90? Why? Why or what are we doing? And so as I'm watching this game earlier today, and I'm thinking about the Mets pitching being in shambles right now, and how they've got to throw these bullpen games, and they're doing this with guys like Dickie Loves Ladies and Waddell and all these randoms that they're piecing this together with. I'm like, okay, your best option right now is David Peterson. And didn't he just throw a complete game last month? Like, why are you in a rush to take him out at 90 pitches? They DeGrom'd him today. I felt like he had a Jacob DeGrom type day. So the first game of this doubleheader, right, the Mets lose. And I guess, you know, Mother Nature has aided the Mets. If you go back to some of the postponed games and rain delays and different series that were weather affected, the Mets have come out good on the other end. But they're not so good away from home. That whole thing Spike Eskin started about, hey, someone needs to look into why the Mets are so good at Citi Field and not on the road. They lose today, and it's hard to sweep a doubleheader. They find a way. They don't have the pitching. And you know what? They honestly should have won the first game, but they take Peterson out, going 70 or going 90 pitches, 7 innings, 6 Ks, 5 hits, 1 run, in favor of going to Ryan Stanek. And you know what those pesky birds do down there? Yankee fans know. They have their guys lurking in the background, right? They've got guys ready to go. They've got guys ready to pinch hit. Like, they got the Yankees like that, I think it was 3 Fridays ago, or maybe 2 Fridays ago. I know I was at the game. It was a Friday night where the Yankees end up losing, I think, 3-2. But, you know, the Mets end up losing 3-1. And Gunnar Henderson comes in and has a pinch hit homer to take the lead. And the Mets lose that first game. And it's just, it's really on the offense. When they talk to Mendy after, Mendy, you know, basically says, hey, like, he defends the decision to take out Peterson. Stanek hasn't had it. He has had it. He hasn't had it. Like, he's had it in some of those moments. You've seen him real fired up, but he's been shaky, man. Right now, he's got a 4.55 ERA. He takes the L. And going back to the box score, the Mets offense was 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. The new Fab Four. Just after they got a nickname, Nimmo, Lindor, Soto, and Alonso, the new Fab Four combines for 5 strikeouts. Not good enough. It's not good enough. That's where you spent all your money. You don't spend money on the pitching. You got to hit. One run is not good enough against Charlie Morton, who Charlie Morton is older than DJ LeMahieu by like 5 years. Charlie Morton is 41. I don't know what to tell y'all, man. The second game, you go up against Shugano, who that's who was on the mound against the Yankees that Friday night when the Orioles came here, and that was the only game they took of the series. But you had him early, right? The generational Juan Soto drives in a run. The Mets are up 2-0, but then they don't really do anything else. The offense was pitiful today. In that game, they go 1-for-8. And they're just not able to put bat to ball. The whole season, the Mets have been struggling with runners in scoring position. But then this game, it just, you don't have the pitching. It's not going to work with Brandon Waddell, with Justin Hagerman. It worked against the Yankees. It worked in the Subway Series. I'll give you that. Dickie Loves Ladies and Rico Garcia. You did get a new Rico Bronya, though. Mets fans, go check out that new Rico Bronya. Shout out to Evan and his commitment to the pod and the Mets fans. He's overseas. He's still doing those podcasts. 888-808-1019. So the Mets lose 2 games in 1 day against the Baltimore Orioles, who fired their manager this year, who are a 5th-place team, who they actually scooped Alex Jackson. You know, Yankees legend Alex Jackson that never actually became? Alex Jackson came to the Yankees in the Fernando Cruz trade, where the Yankees sent Jose Trevino to the Reds, right? The catcher. This guy comes through. He hasn't even played that many games in Major League Baseball. I'm listening to the second game. I'm like, Alex Jackson? They're letting Alex Jackson, the 9-hitter, get 2 hits, drive in a run. There was also a point in the game, too, that was interesting where, you know, Jackson Holliday got up. He was 0-for-5, but that kid is good. He was able to move the runner. They just small-balled him. It was like he took a minute to come out of the dugout. It was like their manager was telling him, hey, whatever you do, just move the runner over. But in that second game, it was Jordan Westberg. Jordan Westberg had 3 ribbies, and then Ramon Laureano and Colton Cowser. And just ultimately, the Met fan has to be upset, has to be disappointed going down to Baltimore with how you won that first game in extras, coming back to win that one. Like, that was so satisfying to get swept in a doubleheader today where your high-powered offense with 2 guys going to the All-Star game and a player that just talked about not making $100,000 because he's missing the All-Star game. Like, those guys don't do nada. They get struck out. They leave runners on. They can't come through. You score a combined 4 runs in the day, and it's not enough to beat the Baltimore Orioles, who they're nothing this year. So there's my spiel on the Let It Happen Mets. I'm not even trolling y'all. It just is what it is. You know it. Like, and I don't expect you to call me and talk about it hours later, literally the next day. But, I mean, I do have to speak on how your pitching is in shambles. You had the game with David Peterson. Maybe your manager is overmanaging in year 2 right there. I'm starting to feel a little bit about, like, Steady Mendy, who I said should have been manager of the year last year. People are questioning some of his decision-making. And we'll see what happens in Kansas City. 888-808-1019. Back to the happy talk. The New York Yankees. Bah, 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 bah. Hey, Yankee fans. come out to Yankee Stadium for Billy Joel bobblehead night. I'll see you there. David is down in Virginia on the Fan in New York. What's up, David?
Hey, Keith, great Paul Alden right there.
Oh, yeah, and shout out to Paul. Paul, I did see an alert, will not be at Yankee Stadium this weekend. I know Dave Sims is also off. He's going to be down in Atlanta calling the HBCU All-Star game. And there's, you know, there's a little bit of like an All-Star break change coming. I think I heard Susan's not going to be on either. Maybe she's going to be on. Or is it Ricky Ricardo? Ricky Ricardo is going to be stepping in. And then you heard Emmanuel tonight. But, yes, thank you for bringing
Emmanuel
that to my attention.
Tonight on the radio,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Couple things on tonight. I think the big winners really were Devin Williams and Ian Hamilton, and especially Devin Williams. Let him bank this night tonight. Let Yankee fans bank this night for Devin Williams tonight. And if he has a hiccup along the way, so what? He's going to have hiccups along the way. But let's remember, this guy's an all-star.
For Devin Williams, his demeanor, we've seen him look like not confident. We've seen him look shaken. We've seen him be frustrated. We've seen him just look out of it. To see him fired up like that and be dominant tonight, like everything is going in the right direction. Go on.
Yep. And I love the fact strikeout and two ground balls, right? He didn't luck into any outs tonight. This was great pitching on his part. I know you don't love Trent Grisham, but I feel like his short swing is going to play against good pitching and is going to play in the postseason. And then I just wanted to ask you, were you okay with Booney pinch hitting for Jason Dominguez? I know you're a huge Dominguez guy, putting Goldie up for him when Dominguez was going to face the lefty. Were you okay with Booney looking to win the game tonight rather than, you know, making sure that Dominguez is getting his at-bats in?
Yeah, I was fine with it. Goldie is a pros pro, former MVP waiting, and they ended up intentionally walking him, you know? So, like, it worked out. I guess if it didn't work out, I would have been. But also, like, Dominguez, not knocking him, he was 0-for on the night. They all were 0-for. It was a no-no going. So I didn't have any problems with that at the time. I was riveted. I was like, let's see what happens. And they elected to walk him. So, yeah, Devin Williams to Ian Hamilton. It's good to see Ian Hamilton getting it done, striking out people, you know, his slombio or, you know, his pitches that he throws, hitting, because, like, he didn't look confident for a while. There was a point in time where I was like, this guy doesn't even want to be on camera. He won't even look up. His hat is over his face. He doesn't look confident. And we need him. We need all these guys right now.
Absolutely.
Even JT Brubaker. We need all these guys right now to come through until reinforcements are here through the trade deadline.
Great stuff. Thank you so much for taking my call, Keith.
Thanks for the call, David. 888-808-1019. Yeah, somebody in my chat had said that, and I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm not mad. Like, positive energy. Give Boone some credit. He pushed the right buttons, and they worked. He pushed the right buttons, and they worked tonight. You know? No harm, no foul type of thing. I'm happy with how it worked out. Like, in a game like that, you got to be careful with what buttons you're pushing as you're trying to come back from being no hit, being down five runs. Like, you almost got to be perfect. You know, you need everything to work out in your favor. And for the most part, it did. Phil is in Manhattan on the Fan. What's up, Phil? Talk to us.
I was at Yankee Stadium tonight to watch the game. There were so many things that I could talk about in terms of what I personally observed and heard, but let me just focus on two things, okay? First, the crowd reaction to Giancarlo Stanton's home run. Actually, my own reaction, I really can't put it into words, but the reaction was something that you had to be there to appreciate its intensity.
Yeah.
Okay?
It worked.
And,
pinch hit. It worked.
And no, it wasn't that it worked. It was a crowd reaction that made that transformed that home run into something that was almost mythical in nature.
Yeah, okay? He's clutch, and that's what we have the guy for, to hit clutch home runs. We've seen him do it in the postseason.
And he did it.
Yeah.
And one other thing, Anthony Volpe must have set the record for the fastest run from third base to home plate in the history of baseball.
Yeah.
I personally watched that. I observed it.
That throw was on the money. Julio Rodriguez, that throw was there.
Yes, and Volpe was there too. I still can't believe how fast Anthony Volpe ran. He did the job. But, of course, the whole team did the job. So that was one of the greatest wins maybe in the history of the New York Yankee franchise.
Thanks for the call, Phil. Maybe, I won't go that far. Maybe that you physically saw with your eyes. And I'll give it the win of the year this year. And, yeah, I think with all the things that Volpe is going through, I think with Volpe hearing the crowd, which how can you not? You know they can hear you in there. Like he's struggling. He can hear boos. He can hear people heckling him, his own fan base heckling him. It's tough. I know he didn't want to be thrown out at the plate there. Imagine that out is made at the plate there. Like he doesn't get there. And then, you know, that gives people more of a reason to bag on him. So good on him. Good on him getting there with his speed and the slide to kind of swim around and get that tag in or avoid the tag and get that hand in, and the Yankees win. And he popped up. He knew it. He knew he got it. And Boone said he knew he got it, and they had to review it. Of course, the game is on the line, but, you know, excellent. Like, win streak, sweep, never say die, 27 outs, find a way to win, a team win, everybody doing it. Judge, clutch with the sac fly. Judge was over, you know. The at-bat before, Judge swinging at the first pitch, I'm like, come on, Judgy. But it is what it is. You know, pass the baton, next guy come up. It doesn't always have to be Aaron Judge. Work walks, right? This guy's not throwing strikes. If everything's outside, make him throw you a strike. Take your base. And I just hope that this type of stuff, and I know it's going to help, because I know those guys, they party in the clubhouse after. You know, they go through, like, awards and, like, you know, accolades from the game, and they whoop it up, and that vibe is needed after having losing streaks, after being swept, where, like, you don't shake hands after the game. You don't throw on the music after the game. You just got to go back to the hotel or go home and wear it. So far, since they've been home, they haven't lost. You know, let's carry it into a Friday night in the Bronx where people don't have work the next day, where people are going to be boozing up, where, like I said, they got the Billy Joel bobblehead. You know there's going to be a ton of people out there. I got people hitting me. Shout out to my boy Dennis. He's like, yo, you have a ticket connect? I mean, like, people hit me up for tickets all the time. I'm like, what do you mean a ticket connect? For a discount, someone that can connect you to sell you tickets. You want like a resale like code? Are you asking me for tickets? I don't know. He's like, my girl said it's a special night tomorrow. She wants to go now. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's Billy Joel bobblehead night. And it, like, if you've seen this bobblehead, it's Billy Joel on the piano. they don't make these very often. It's the first 18,000 guests. So I'm going to guess that there will be 10,000 people outside of Yankee Stadium an hour before those gates open. It's just how it goes. And it's pretty dope. He's got the shades on. He's got the pinstripe jersey on, the Yankee hat. So I just already know what the vibes are going to be like. Hopefully the weather is straight. I think it is. There might be some passing storms. Whatever. It does not matter. The sun will come out. Tanaka, I said, you know, when the Yankees win, the rain doesn't even feel like rain. It's whatever, man. Just, it feels good to do what they're supposed to do and see them do it and execute and have better at-bats and play tighter defense. And Aaron Boone managed the team. Oh, Aaron Boone doesn't manage the team. Yes, he does. He made a lot of decisions tonight that led to them winning. Darren is in East Islip on the fan. What's up, Darren?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call, man. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just wanted to keep the positivity going. I'm still, amped up from watching this game. I'm sitting in my house watching the game with my son. He's asleep. We go to a lot of games. We were at the rain delay the other night. And, you know, Stanton hit the home run. And I feel just one more positive thing with Volpe. You know, if you listen to the post game, Judge was getting interviewed. And he didn't say, you know, anything about Stanton's home run, which, by the way, I remember Volpe struck out. He was very upset. Stanton picked him up, hit the home run. Volpe got out. He wound up being on second base because he was the extra runner. And then Judge obviously did his thing. And during the interview, he said, I'm glad Volpe smashed. So, you know, we do need him to, you know, hopefully, you know, continue off of that. And one last point, I've met Anthony Volpe's grandparents. Mm-hmm. And they told me how great of a person, Volpe is. All he wanted to do was play baseball. So, you know, my point was basically Judge didn't say, you know, great job by Stan hit the home run. He didn't say great job by Wells.
Yeah.
He said, I'm glad Volpe smashed. So hopefully that's, you know, obviously something in the clubhouse they're talking about.
For sure. And that's what I was trying to echo. And that's what I was saying with what else do you need to hear? From the captain, the manager, the general manager, this whole week they're picking up Volpe. They're telling you that he's their shortstop. They believe in him, that he's going through some things, but he's working. You know, Darren's telling you he's met Volpe's grandparents. Yeah, like they are part of our community, their entire family. They're Yankee fans. He grew up going to the stadium. And I hate that so many of you try to turn that against him and like use that as like, I don't care if he grew up in New Jersey. Like, you should. He's one of us. You should root a little bit harder for somebody that is literally a part of our community, our culture that is out there. In my opinion, you shouldn't be rooting for him to fail or use it against him. Like, the kid is a nice kid and like he wants to be better and he's got to do better. We know. I understand the standard of the New York Yankees. He understands it as well. He's always understood it. And I hope that, like, tonight, just that, scoring the winning run, and then even in the post game, Judge picking him up and Judge saying, you know, nobody I'd rather have on third base than Volpe. Like, I hope that's enough that he comes in and he's able to get some hits out of it. Like, when he got rung up, I could tell. Like, he, you know, he didn't agree with the strike three call. And he is a nice kid, but, like, you know, he kind of said something to the ump. I'm like, it's a lot. I don't think anybody needs this All-Star break more than Anthony Volpe, but we got a whole other series coming up here against the Cubs. Maybe he'll run into some good luck, and winning cures all. And I kind of just invite you all to just get off of it and live in the positivity of a four-game win streak. The Yankees righting the ship this week. The Yankees saying, all right, enough is enough. Jazz is going back to his right position. Okay, Cashman popping out and talking to the media. And letting the world know, yeah, we're open for business. We're going to town. We're looking for a starter. We're looking for relievers. We're looking for an infielder. Like, we expect to compete and win. And then everybody following up, the team responding. You know, they scored 10 runs, 9 runs. They came all the way back. They were getting no hit. They came all the way back to win that game, to sweep. It's like, what else do you need to see to know that they're back and they're competing and they've righted the ship and that rut is behind them? And here we go. Let's see if they can take a series from the Cubs. Let's see. And I mean, you got Rodon going. You got Fried going. I mean, what a good week. You see Cam Schlittler make his debut. And then I learned a lot today about how Cam Schlittler's dad, like, used to be a cop, or maybe he still is, in Massachusetts, in like the heart of Red Sox country. And how they all grew up Red Sox fans, and he used to be with the Red Sox organization, and how, like, you know, for last night, they all were pulling for this kid with the Yankees, and it's a good story. It's good vibes. It's good energy. I feel like the baseball gods and the universe, you guys hear me talk about that stuff all the time. I believe in that. It's all connected. So let's just try to keep it positive. I know we always need a whipping boy. I know we always need somebody to point the finger at and say, this guy sucks. It's him. Can we get rid of him? And I'm telling you, Aaron Boone was on Talking Yanks on Monday or Tuesday, and he almost got, like, offensive. Like he took the offensive. He said he's a really good player, and, you know, everybody goes through things. He's defending his player. And then Cashman echoed it. Cashman even went back and referenced him and Joel Sherman going back and forth at the GM meetings in Arizona 2 years ago. But he's our shortstop. And then your captain. I don't know what else you need to hear. Does everybody on the New York Yankees have to give their stamp of approval to Anthony Volpe? He's a shortstop. They're not gonna bench him. He's gonna play every single day. They believe in him, and we gotta believe in him. And hopefully some positive energy can help turn it around. Stop going to the stadium to boo the guy. Stop going to the stadium to, like, work against. I don't understand y'all. Like, if you're there rooting for the laundry, okay, you should be clapping for him. There was a point in the game where he came up and they had a pitching change, and he changed his song to Fetty Wap Trap Queen, and I'm like, that song just rings off in the stadium. It's such a vibe in the stadium. I was hoping he was able to do something, and he wasn't. But anyway, you know, I can talk about it for the whole show, but like, the more we talk about it, the more it's just going to come back around to negativity. There are other things to talk about. Like I had mentioned, Paul Oden, right? So the Yankees set out that sent out an email that the Yankees PA announcer Paul Oden is taking a scheduled absence from this weekend's game. And I also mentioned that Dave Sims is going to be down in Atlanta. So a little bit of a shuffle here. Just these three games. I think you'll hear Pat Boyle, shout out to PB as well, do the Yankees post game. And yeah, this is the last series going into the All-Star game. And I think the Yankees have a good shot to beat the Cubs, who, like I said, the Cubs are good, but you have Rodon going, you have Fried going, so you should feel good about the matchups here. So it's Carlos Rodon tomorrow, Max Fried Saturday, Will Warren Sunday. I don't know if the Cubs, I mean, look, the Cubs may not have announced who they have pitching tomorrow. Okay, they do. Chris Flexen. Chris Flexen will go tomorrow, and then on Saturday it'll be Matt Boyd, and then Sunday it'll be Shota Imanaga. I think the Yankees can take this series, and we're gonna see Seiya Suzuki and Kyle Tucker, who everybody wants to be a Yankee, and Pete Crow Armstrong. Pete Crow Armstrong. The Mets fans know Pete Crow Armstrong. PCA, didn't he have some homers yesterday? Mitchell is in Queens on the fan. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, what's doing, Keith? Love to listen in the car now. You were talking about the Mets before, and I figured, let me chime in, and I think it's something baseball-wide. And if you could entertain me afterwards, I know you played college football. I would love if you can give me a college football take. Is that cool?
Yeah.
So one thing that I really bothered by Mendoza, and I think this is it's terrible in baseball, and I think it just it shows lack of confidence. It bleeds lack of confidence in your team, is if Peterson's at whatever amount of pitches to start the eighth inning, then he's your guy for the eighth. Bringing Stanek in, however good he is, and you're in a doubleheader throwing an opener in the next game, so make a decision that, like, this is our guy going into the inning. So, like, one hit comes up and you're in a lead, you're not putting someone in a more compromised situation. And you saw it in the postseason with Boone. You saw it in years past. And maybe why I thought Dave Roberts did a great job in the postseason this past year was because he basically said certain games we can't win, but we're going to be all hands on deck for other games because we're going to – and that's maybe unconventional, but in baseball you have to be willing to concede that sometimes. And I feel like as – really terrible as that sounds, it's like we have to be all hands on deck for certain games where we know we have our best ability to win. And I feel like people don't want to hear that, but I feel like that's the truth. I wonder what you think of that.
Yeah, I mean, with David Peterson, and we got a break soon, but I'll cue up his audio post game. I listened to what he said earlier. I felt like he wanted to continue. He wanted to go, but Mendy felt like he was done. But there's also a school of thought with bringing in Ryan Stanek, inheriting a runner, and
it just
didn't go their way. And I don't fault anyone for saying
it also didn't go their way last week in the doubleheader when he took out Holmes and then Garrett had a blow up inning. Also,
yeah, I don't fault anyone for saying, okay, you're getting too analytical, you're getting too antsy, you're getting too quick to pull these guys, and it's blowing up on you.
Yeah. A college football point. One of the things I say is that, like, the fact that they haven't expanded, I love college basketball, grew up a St. John's fan. So between when I was in 2012 and the last time they were in the tournament and this year, great for the city. And when the college football playoff expanded, so it wasn't just one, it's one or two, it makes the sport a lot more attractive. And if we could have a team in the New York metro area, I'm not a New Jersey person, but if Rutgers was a real contending team with the landscape of the sport now that it makes it, it's like, oh, you're not one and done with one game, that it would bring so much to the sport. And I just wonder, like, your input on that of just, you know, there's obviously a lot of stuff going on with realignment and issues with NIL, but I think St. John's showed what college basketball did for the New York area. And to me, if there was a competitive college football team, because of how much it's ballooned and grown, just it's not just the SEC anymore, it's the whole country. And also the conferences are so everywhere. I feel like it would get such a supporting here. I know I could love a team that can get on for it here and as a New York, New Jersey team. Curious thoughts.
Yeah, I hear you, Mitchell. Thanks for the call. St. John's is a complete different thing because they play in Madison Square Garden. They play in Queens. They play in New York. You know, when you talk about a team like Rutgers, they play in Piscataway, New Jersey. How many New Yorkers are actually taking the trip out to Piscataway to see Rutgers play? Unless they're alumni or unless, you know, they're going to see Penn State play there or Michigan play there or Ohio State play there. Like, Rutgers can get really good, and they will have the Rutgers students and community and New Jersey people there to support them for sure. But I don't think it would do anything for New York. Honestly, I think Syracuse football might do a little bit more for New York City. But then other than that, like, there's no other big D1 school. It's more like FCS. I'm trying to think, like, I think like Columbia or Fordham or what other, I don't even know what other schools there are in the city that play. Like, it's just a different dynamic. There is no St. John's equivalent in football in this area that could get good enough to make people kind of rally. Like, it'll never happen on this station. Like, there's not going to be a college football team on this station that people are calling up saying, oh, yeah, we're really rocking with them. It's different. Like, you know, I called into the radio station down in Atlanta, I forget what it's called, and I'm on hold, and people are calling, and they're calling and talking about the Georgia Bulldogs. That's different. And, like, you know, Athens isn't right in Atlanta. It's actually pretty far from there, but I don't know. It's just a different type of thing. St. John's also being not good for so long and then coming up the way they did, also having Rick Pitino, also having NIL. Like, it's a different type of thing. I'll try and think more on it, but I don't think there is one college football team in the tri-state area that could actually, you know, even if they were number one ranked and had the best recruits or whatever, I don't think it could captivate the city. And we have enough professional sports teams, but a good thought. When we come back, we'll play David Peterson's response after the game that kind of told me, like, you know, he's not trying to show up as manager. It was a manager's decision, but I think if he was allowed to keep going, he would have wanted to compete and in a doubleheader. And when you don't have Kodai Senga back yet, you don't have Sean Manaea back, like let your best go. I always am a proponent of, like, me even going back to Rodon. Like, I'd rather see Rodon give it up than you go to Jonathan Loaisiga to give it up. Like, I'm sure the Met fan rather see David Peterson give it up at the end of his day than to see Ryan Stanek come in and immediately blow the game. So we'll talk about that, but I got plenty of Yankees calls. People want to talk about Munoz tipping his pitches, Volpe, and, of course, some trade deadline stuff. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I've got about 90 minutes left. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. Talking a little bit of Mets here. I do this live stream on my Twitter and YouTube, and somebody in the chat goes, "You're wearing Yankees gear talking about the Mets." I go, "Yeah, bro, I try to keep it to the Yankees, but this is WFAN. This is the fan in New York. We have to share. We have to share the air." But not too many Mets fans call my show, so I usually get to bypass all that. But I was talking about him before, so let's kind of close that whole thing out with David Peterson. I think that's the story, right? Out of the doubleheader, the game that you should have won today or yesterday. Hello, it's Friday now. That first game with David Peterson, you can blame it on the offense, only scoring one run, and, you know, this high-powered Fab Four and these guys making all this money at the top of your lineup. And David Peterson should have had the opportunity to go a little bit longer, I think. So let's hear from Carlos Mendoza on the decision to take David Peterson out of the game.
Yeah, look, I mean, since the seventh inning, he was going batter to batter, especially with all the righties that were there. Once, you know, he got through the seventh with the lefty leading off, I knew, again, he was going to be batter to batter. Couser got him there going the other way. And, you know, once you get to the eighth inning, you know, I had Stanek ready. It just didn't happen today.
Okay, he was going batter to batter from the seventh. And I don't know. I guess so. He was ready to pull him from the seventh inning. Let's hear from David Peterson, though, as a competitor, as the starting pitcher, as your best available starting pitcher. I'm sure he didn't feel like he was batter to batter and probably would have liked the opportunity to continue instead of being pulled in favor of Ryan Stanek.
I mean, I figured because he was the lefty and they had some righties coming up, but, you know, I felt like I was in a good spot pitch-wise. I felt great physically and, you know, kind of just shot the ball the other way, and so I figured maybe give me a chance or come talk to me, see if we can get a double play. But, I mean, he made it clear that he was going to be aggressive, and so I wasn't really surprised when he came out and signaled to the bullpen.
Maybe give me a chance, maybe come talk to me, and I don't know. It's in hindsight. Ultimately, they didn't score enough runs. One run is not going to get it done. Even in Camden Yards against these young Orioles in their build-a ballpark with their, you know, interim manager being in fifth place. You said you have there's also another cut from David Peterson, I guess, kind of backing up what Mendoza had to say. Let's run that.
Yeah, that was kind of the plan through the seventh. And then he said same thing with the eighth. We'll just go batter to batter and see what happens.
So they had talked about it. Batter to batter. I don't know. I always think these guys got to compete. Maybe I'm old school. That's how I also know I'm getting old. Because, like, this imaginary number. I even heard Paul O'Neill say it on the broadcast tonight when they were talking about Brian Meet the Woo. You know, they were like, Paul O'Neill made a joke about, like, you know, I don't know this imaginary number that, like, if you go over 100 pitches, you're going to hurt your arm. Because I think they were flashing that Woo's most pitches that he's ever thrown in his career was like 104 or something, and he was at like whatever. I don't know. It's just where we are. It's all across baseball, and it's a coin flip. Sometimes you let the guys go, and it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you take the guy out, and the bullpen does, and that's what Mendoza said. They had Stanek ready to go. Stanek was warming up, ready to go. He came in and didn't have it. He got two outs. He gave up two runs. He walked four guys. Can't come out of bullpen doing that either. So the Mets lose that first game, and I felt like that kind of carried over into the second game. And then it's just a couple little mistakes and some things that don't go their way. And now you're kind of you're looking at this Kansas City series like you gotta win this Kansas City series going into the All-Star break. And help has gotta come. I remember making jokes about, yo, I don't know about Jeremy Hefner's lab. They need to go to Dexter's lab. We're not talking about the Mets' vaunted pitching lab anymore, right? We're not talking about how great the pitching is because they've got injuries. And, yo, now we're in the second half of the season, bros. It starts to get thick. It starts to get serious. It starts to get like, hey, it's anybody's game. And if you don't have pitching, you don't have anything. So, I don't know. It's World Series or bust, Mets fans. You with us. Right? You're at the big boy table now, right? So a lot of Mets fans got upset about that Juan Soto stuff. Shout out to our digital team. They do a great job of just taking a little couple sentences from what I got to say and then putting it on a quote card and then posting it, and it blows up. But I still do think it's crazy for Juan Soto to mention $100,000, even if it's a joke. He's not much of a comedian. And it's a joke that you go out there the day after, 2 days after, and like you can't do anything at the plate. You're getting rung up. He struck out twice in the first game, and he had another strikeout in the second game. And there was one he just got froze late in the game. So I don't know. This is supposed to be the generational Juan Soto, money bags, big money man. And yeah, he's one of the best players in the National League and in baseball, but he's not going to be in that All-Star game. Congrats to David Peterson getting to go, though. Congrats to David Peterson and Lindor, who should have probably went last year, and Pete Alonso as well. To put a cap on that, let's see. The Mets are now 17-19 since June 1st. The Mets are also 32-31 since May 1st. That's coming from Sleeper Mets. Shout out to the Sleeper Mets on Twitter. Got to wake those Mets up. Got to make it happen, Mets. Losers let it happen, winners make it happen. And these Mets got to be winners. Payroll's so high, and you know, you got a dance crew, you've got a mascot race, and when you go away from the dance crew, the mascot race, the LED lights, and all the trimmings and fixings of Citi Field is not so easy to win. Let's go to Ben in Ohio on the fan. What's up, Ben?
Hey Keith, first time, long time. I work weird hours, so I often find you're always on, and I always like what you have to say, which makes me sad that I'm gonna have to say what I have to say. And I want to preface this by saying I wore my Paul Goldschmidt T-shirt underneath my scrubs tonight on my 12-hour shift. I'm a big Yankee fan. I drove up to Cleveland for Game 5 last year. I drove overnight back, and thank God I was there for Game 4. In the World Series with the Volpe Grand Slam. But all that being said, and I was there on Thursday in Toronto when we lost, and I left, thank God, before the second Springer home run. But all that being said, yes, I'd rather win four games than not, but that pivotal inning with Munoz, you know, we know he was tipping his pitches, so it's hard to take away a lot from that. And you know, other than Schlittler over the past 4 days, I haven't seen any like drastic improvement. Jazz is having his all-star season. He's delivering. You know, G looks like maybe he could go on his 3-week tear before he gets injured again, but you still have to figure out the infield. I don't know who, you know, can you tell me right now who your three starters, and, you know, Luis Hill, we're waiting for Godot, but who are your three starters in a playoff series right now?
Well, we don't have to have that right now. It's July 11th. We're going to go.
Touche.
Yeah. And then, like, you haven't been impressed with just the improvement in the infield with watching Jazz play second over DJ not be able to play second?
Well, but that's, I mean, that's.
You haven't been impressed with Jason Dominguez base running?
I like the Jason Dominguez, but this bleeds into my next.
You haven't been impressed with Cody Bellinger's hitting streak that I think actually continued tonight to 15?
But I'm not impressed. Now you got me feeling bad.
You're not
truly
impressed with Devin Williams being lights out, and even Ian Hamilton coming back around. And I don't know, bro. You're a big Yankee fan. Nah. You're going to see him on the road. You watched him in Toronto, and you're not impressed with him now?
You do got me.
What about
you got
Luke
me
Weaver? What about Luke Weaver? Luke, come on, everybody loves Luke Weaver. How about Luke Weaver the other night?
I mean, yes, but if you're who's our closer? Who's our guy?
Devin Williams.
Like, you're okay with that? In a big, you're okay with him going up against Freddie Freeman, bases loaded?
Bro,
I know
he didn't get the opportunity.
He
wasn't on the team last year. And if we get to the Fall Classic and it's Freddie Freeman versus Devin Williams in the bottom of the ninth, like in Dodger Stadium, so be it. Yeah, run it. Let's go. Let's go, Devin Williams.
I guess we'd be in the World Series. All right, last point, because now you got me feeling optimistic. Just to rain on the parade a little bit more, the Yankees lead the American League in runs scored and RBIs, I believe, definitely RBIs. And there's three National League teams ahead of them. Obviously, one's the Dodgers. The other, you might not guess, is the Diamondbacks. Do you know who the third is?
No, I do not.
We're playing them later on tonight. So I think we're going to find out.
The Chicago Cubs, and they're respect to them. They're having a good year, and I don't expect them to be a walkover, a pushover. I expect it to be a battle, and I got to kind of look into the Cubs, but I know they've been playing well, and I know they've got some hitters, and look forward to watching the game live in Yankee Stadium tonight. But I heard you, Ben. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. My whole thing yesterday was sweep them so I know it's real. I think it's real. But I understand your trepidation. And I also understand there is a large crop of Yankee fans that are like, fool me, can't fool me again. Pfft, yeah, whatever. This team's got a ton of holes. Cam Schlittler was only one start. You guys got to relax. Clark Schmidt's getting Tommy John today. Who's going to pitch? Marcus Stroman. We survived. We survived another Marcus Stroman start. Survived his start against the Oakland A's, Sacramento A's, Viva Las Vegas A's. Survived tonight. Didn't survive in Citi Field.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But should have. Should have honestly won that. Should have won all three of Marcus Stroman's starts. I'm thinking about it. I don't know. I can't live like that, bro. I when the Yankees are trash cans, I tell you that they are garbaggio. I get on the air and I tell you they suck. The at-bats are terrible. They can't pitch. I don't know what's going on. But like when they're winning, it's like, come on, yo. Give credit where credit is due. Like just like, I don't know. You put me on the spot. I just started rambling off, you know, rattling off things and rambling about good things that we've seen this week. I'm sure I'm forgetting Austin Wells. You're not impressed with Austin Wells? You're not impressed with Austin Wells. And then you had to throw in there that, like, Stanton is getting hot before he gets hurt again. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. Stanton is getting hot like we need him to get hot, like we expect him to get hot, and he's hitting home runs. We need that in the lineup as a pinch hitter. The offense is there. The defense is tighter. Now, that fourth inning, I didn't really want to talk about it. I think they said it was a 60% catch probability. This is one thing that I will say. If Trent Grisham tweaked his hamstring last week in Toronto and he's not 100%, hamstrings are tricky. I'm sure a lot of you listening have either strained or pulled a hamstring. When it's there, you can't go full tilt. When you even feel it there, the thought of opening up your stride is a little frightening. So if that is a thing, which I literally heard Boone after he did not hustle a couple nights ago to first base, Boone say, oh yeah, well, he's nursing a little bit of a hammy. And then we saw the ball go over his head, but I think I saw Gary Phillips write that it was a 60% catch probability. So that's almost like 50-50. Not everybody's getting there. But I don't know. I've seen too many fly balls go over Trent Grisham's head. If he can't run, he shouldn't be on the field. You got to play Dominguez. They won't play Dominguez in center field, so then you got to play Belly there. And then even in that fourth inning, too, as I go back to my notes, I don't want to pile on Volpe. But what was up with Volpe in that, like, the ball that went past Stroh and then Volpe scooped and then he threw it and pulled Ben Rice off the bag, like, 4 feet to his left? And you know with Stroman, remember last year, like, you know, Gleyber Torres didn't make a throw. With Stroman, he's a ground ball pitcher, and he needs every out. And if you don't get those outs defensively, like, behind, like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. They won a game. They won a game. They won a game, yo. There's no need to go into, you know, it is what it is. John is in Masbeth on the fan. What's up, John?
They won a game. They won the game. It's about time we put
four
together
game win streaks. Sweep, yes.
Sweep, you know. It's good, too. You know, what is this? This is actually the tie for the third longest winning streak this year by the Yanks. But difference is, you know, these are, you know, some quality teams that we're beating in the Mets and the Seattle, you know. We're beating some good pitchers here. This guy Wu's an all-star.
Yeah.
But to piggyback off the caller that was, you know, being a little bit pessimistic, I kind of understand how he feels, you know. Yeah, it's nice to have his winning streak and, you know, going to the, you know, the weekend and potentially the All-Star break on a nice little high note. We still have holes. You know, we still have a couple spots in the bullpen open, it seems, the third base. We're going to need another starter. But of all those three holes, you know, I feel we need to prioritize the bullpen because I'm not really comfortable too much with this bullpen.
How could you be?
And
we saw Clayton Beter. When Clayton Beter came into the game today, how did you feel watching Clayton Beter today? Like, you didn't feel like you feel now.
We're throwing up the white flag, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but he did good, but I'm still not impressed, you know? Look, though, we need nine bullpen arms for the playoffs. And let's go through, you know, who we're actually comfortable with, you know? Weaver, Williams, Hill. Is that it?
Maybe, I mean, Hamilton maybe. Right now. Cruz is not. I mean, he should be back.
He should be back, but I'm not comfortable with the.
We're like halfway there. We have like four and a half.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not comfortable with Loizaga. Definitely not comfortable with Mark Leiter. You know, and all these other guys like Hamilton. He's you know, to be determined. You know, it just seems like, you know.
But like maybe, I can't worry about October. You know what I'm saying? Like,
listen. We have to make the moves though these next two weeks.
But we don't get to make the moves. I don't get to be on any calls. You don't get to be on. Cashman just came out and said we're going to go to town. Cashman just started the beginning process of telling the world we're open for business, and I expect him to do his job.
Now, how would you feel about having Schlittler in the bullpen in the playoffs? You know.
A kid coming out of the bullpen that is just pumping 100 miles an hour, why not? I mean, he's going to make some more starts. They've already said that because like, he's got his spot in the rotation now.
Yeah, I mean, what's the rotation now looking like? You know, we're going to have Free, Rodon, Will Warren, Stroman, and Schlittler until Gill comes back.
Yeah, and Gill is supposed to be in Somerset this weekend starting his rehab.
Which means he has 30 days.
August. August, mid-August.
So maybe they put Hill back in the rotation, maybe move
Schlittler
move Schlittler into the bullpen, but maybe, you know.
Ideally,
Stroman.
That's if. They can also send Schlittler back down. Like, think about how quickly he ascended.
Don't do that to the kid, you know?
He made one start. You're not saying that about Alan Winans. Thanks for the call, John. 888-808-1019. What I'm saying is, some of y'all are too doom and gloom. You Yankee fans sound like Met fans. Like, some of y'all already just, I can't. You can't enjoy this. You can't enjoy the win of the year. You can't enjoy sweeping the Mariners, coming back from being no-hit. You watched the whole game, right? It was improbable. You can't enjoy that. You got to think about the holes on the team. It's even more impressive that they're doing it with the hole. They're doing this with Yorbit Vivas and Peraza. They're doing this with Clayton Beter in the game. So what I'm saying is, don't assume that they're not going to make moves. Can somebody call and dream about them actually going to get what, like, Jeff Passan put out there about getting, like, a Eugenio Suarez, a Zach Gallen? In my chat, they're talking about we're going to get Emmanuel Clase. But we'll talk about that. We'll start hitting some of the trade deadline and some of the conversation, Yankees for clicks, that is out there now that we're getting closer and closer. We're 20 days away from the trade deadline. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got one more hour to go. Call us up. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.